The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Lamed He. Today's Daf is being studied by Alun Ishmat, Morzikini Yusuf bin Sarah, and Marat Zikinati Yafa Batsara, and Rabbi Abraham bin Esther, and Hashem Tanihim bin Aiden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied in the Fu'ash Shirema. שרה בת רחב ושרה רוחמה בת רחב ומשה בן דינה וחמסיון בן אסתר אין הרפן אליהם אין הרפן אליהם ופת הנפש ופת הגוף פועתם קרבה רבו וכן ירא סומר מר אמן ובגין תראי סדף על למדה לדעמוד בית and we are starting with the word הניחה it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom the last word on the line we just learned in the Gemara that we have two mitzvot. We had matzah and hakel. Matzah, ladies are indeed hayavot, and even though it is a mitzvah aseh, shazeman gerama. And hakel also is a mitzvah aseh, shazeman gerama, is bound by time. And ladies are hayavot. So we said, we have over here Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Keachad that are repeating over the same principle. And we have a rule Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Keachad En Melamedim. You can't learn from that item to anywhere else. Otherwise, I'd say just like Matzah and Hakel is Mitzvat Aseh Shazman Gerama and Nashim Hayavot, so apply it to the whole Torah. But the Gemara says, no, we have a rule, en melamedim. So it's good. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, demanda mar en melamedim. Yeah, that's good according to the opinion that says the rule is en melamedim. El demanda mar melamedim, aikalem emar. But if you say, according to the opinions that say, no, when you have shnei ketuvim abayim keechad melamedim, you are able to learn it to everywhere else. So what are you going to say? Well, now you're back to the question, how come you don't learn from Matzah and Hakel to everywhere else? Vitu, furthermore, Mitzvat, Aseh Shelo Hazman Gerama Nashim Chayavot Minalan. How do you know when it comes to Mitzvot, Aseh Shelo Hazman Gerama, Mitzvat Aseh Shelo Hazman Gerama, how do you know ladies are Chayavot? The Alif Mimura. We learn from the law of Mora. Mora is fearing one's parents. Ish Immo Ve'aviv Tira'u. We learned what is plural. Ma mora nashim hayavot. Just like mora, which is a mitzvah ta'aseh, shelo hazman gerama. There's no time to respecting parents. Af kol mitzvah ta'aseh shelo hazman gerama, nashim hayavot. So Gemara says, v'ni laf mit Talmud Torah. Why don't you learn from Talmud Torah? Because Talmud Torah is a mitzvah ta'aseh shelo hazman gerama, and ladies are peturot. Who told you to learn from Mora? You can learn from Talmud Torah. Oh, Mishum Da'avide Talmud Torah Upriya V'Rabia Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Keechad. Because we have two Pesukim. We have Talmud Torah, which is a Mitzvah Ta'aseh Shelo HaZeman Gerama. We have Priya V'Rabia, that's also Mitzvah Ta'aseh Shelo HaZeman Gerama. And ladies are Peturot in both. And I'll say, V'cho Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Keechad En Melamedim. Therefore, those two are exceptions, and therefore I'm going to learn from Torah to tell me what. I'm going to learn from Mora to tell me what. Just like Mora is a mitzvah, ta'aseh shelo hazeman gerama v'nashim hayavot, so to all. I learned from Torah, no, you got Torah v'peria v'rabia. Those are shnei ketuvim keachad. Shnei ketuvim keachad, en melamedim. Oh, with Rabbi Yohanan ben Beroka, we continue to talk. We're going to get to the second question. With Rabbi Yohanan ben Beroka, דאמר על שניהם הוא אומר ויברך אותם אלוהים פרו ורבו according to him you don't have שני כתובים כאחד because he says that ladies indeed are חייבות in פרו ורבו So then according to him, who told you to learn from Morah to say that they're Hayavot? And the Mitzvot HaSeh Shelo Hazman Gerava, why don't you learn from Talmud Torah? So he says, Mai Ika Lemar Meshum David Talmud Torah Upidyon HaBen. He has Pidyon HaBen to the thing. Shnei Ketum Yomim Keechad Vecho Shnei Ketum Yomim Keechad En Melabedim. Good. So according to the Yohanan Merukah, it's Talmud Torah Vepidyon HaBen. Those are two exceptions, and the source is Morah. Would it be Yohanan ben Berokaname? Neve Periya Verivya Umorah. Oh, why don't you put Morah and Periya Verivya right together? Those are two ketubim, Habaim Kehad, Shne Ketubim Habaim Kehad. The En Melamedim, and therefore say En Melamedim, which means I now have two mitzvot that are exceptional. Those are Morah and Periya V'Ribya. So learn from over there that what? That those two only and nothing else. That would be a question. So he was, no, Tzirichah. That you need those two. Remember the rule we learned on yesterday's daf? That you don't say Shnei Ketuvim Be'im Ke'ahad only when you didn't need to write both. For when Torah writes both, it says, tell me these two and nothing else. But if you need to write both, it's like you wrote it once. What's the Sirikuta? Di katav Rahmana Mora. The Torah only wrote the law of Ish Immo Vabiftira'u. Pelo katav Periya V'Ribya Nededa. Right, Periya V'Ribya V'Amina V'Chivshua Amar Rahmana. I would say ladies are exempt from Periya V'Ribya because it says in the Pasuk V'Chivshua, and you should conquer. Ish de Darko Lechabesh In. Isha de'en Darka Lechabesh Lo. I would not have known Periya V'Ribya because I say what? A lady is not a way to conquer, and if I would make Periya V'Ribya dependent on the law of the conquering. So therefore it had to say, because if I just said Mora, I would not know Periya V'Ribya, that they are indeed Chayavot. Ve'i ketiv Periya V'Ribya ve'lo ketiv Mora. Have Amina ish desipek biyado la'asot. A man, it's his inability to respect his parents because nobody can tell him what to do. He's in control. However, in. Yes, isha de'en sipek biyado la'asot. No, but a lady, that's out of her control to respect the parents because she has to respect the husband, so therefore she has somebody controlling on her. No, I would think that maybe she's pitura, even when she's a pinuya. I would think she's exempt maybe in totality. I would think that she's not chayav at all. That's why it says siricha. Good. So therefore, you can't learn morah and Periya V'Ribya as the rule of Shnei Ketuvim Be'im Ke'echad, because it's not considered Shnei Ketuvim Be'im Ke'echad, because I need both items, and therefore I say what? That indeed mitzvah taseh shelo hazman gerava nashim hayavot. Nashim hayavot. I have morah. Good. I have morah v'Periya V'Ribya. Good. You have two cases. But it's not considered in Melamedim. The Gemara says, Haniha Leman de Amar Shnei Ketuvim Be'im Ke'echad in Melamedim. Which is, this is good according to the opinion that says what? That Shnei Ketuvim Ke'echad in Melamedim. And therefore, I'll tell you what, Morah and Periya V'Ribya, that says they're Hayavot, that's not considered Shnei Ketuvim Ke'echad. Good, because we said it's a Srikuta. But Legabe, let's say, Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen. Right, Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen are two cases of a Mitzvah that says Shelo Hazman Gerama and Nashim Hayavot. So I'll say, no, if you hold Shnei Ketuvim Ke'echad and Melamedim, those two are exceptional. And therefore, you cannot learn from Torah, let's say, and Periya V'Ribya, anywhere else. Ela leman damar melamedim, ma'ika lememar. But according to the opinion that says, yes, indeed, melamedim. So then, how do you explain? If either you have Torah v'Periya V'Ribya, or you have Torah v'Pidyon HaBen, either one, and that's the case of what? Of mitzvah taseh, shelo hazeman gerama, and what? Nashim are peturot. What do you mean? But if you say melamedim, you should say that it's all over the Torah. Right. And we told you no. We said that in mitzvah taseh shelo hazeman gerama nashim are indeed hayavot. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara answers. Amar Rava, Rava says paponae yadaila leta'ama lehamilta. Paponae, those are the rabbis. She says, Talmidim Shibaponya. It's a place, Paponya. The students in Paponya. And who are those students? She says, Rav Habar Yaakov. He lived in Paponya. Okay? Umanu Rabaha Bar Yaakov. Gemara says, Amar Kera, you don't need any Shnei Ketuvim Keechad. Don't learn it that way. Ela, we have a pasuk. Vehaya lecha le'ot al yadecha ulzekaron ben einecha. Tefillin. Ve'maran tiyeh Torat Hashem beficha. Huksha kol haTorah kula letefillin. The pasuk is juxtaposing the whole Torah. Matiyeh Torat Hashem beficha. Ter mitzvah of tefillin. Ma tefillin. Mitzvah taseh shazman gerama ve'nashim peturot. אף כל מצווה תעשה שהזמן גרמה נשים פטורות. עומד המצווה תעשה שהזמן גרמה נשים פטורות נכלל מצווה תעשה שלא הזמן גרמה נשים חייבות. Which means take this snake and throw it out off the table. This is much stronger when you have a hekesh like this. And I'm coming to tell you it's all from one derasha. That what? Tefillin to the whole Torah. מה תפילין מצוות עשה שהזמן גרמה ונשים פטורות אף כל התורה כולה ומסים מצוות עשה זמן גרמה נשים פטורות. Oh, I know what, I make an inference. If מצוות עשה גרמה נשים פטורות but בשלו זמן גרמה נשים חייבות. Don't tell me I got Torah and Pijon HaBen and learned from it. No. This is a stronger derasha and that's it. הני חלמן דמן תפילין מצוות עשה זמן גרמה. Oh, now we have problems. This works out only according to the opinion, if you hold that what? That tefillin is indeed a mitzvah taseh shazman gerama, because you can't wait tefillin, let's say, at night. Because that opinion will say you can wait tefillin at night, you wait tefillin on Shabbat, and all those cases. So therefore, what are you going to say? Ma'ika le'memar. So you must hold it. Man shama'at la da'amat tefillin mitzvah taseh shazman gerama. Who's that opinion that says tefillin is not zman gerama? Rabbi Meir. Oh, so the BBE is not a problem. The Savana Shtikdim Kehad, the Choshikdim Kehabim Kehad, Emilamidim. No problem. He holds Emilamidim. So therefore, I can go back and say that when you have Talmud Torah and let's say Pijon HaBen, right? Those are two mitzvot ase, Shelo Azman Girama, right? And Nashim are Peturot, but he holds Emilamidim. The whole reason why we came onto this derasha of tefillin with Torah is because we had a problem. We had a problem from the opinions that learn either Torah and Periyav Rebya or Torah and Pejon HaBen does a shtekim keahad. So if you have shtekim keahad, if you say milamedim, so therefore I'll say every mitzvah taseh shelo azeman giraman nashim peturot. So you say, oh wait, you're asking on Rabbi Meir, he doesn't have the tefillin derasha. So what? He holds en melamedim. So you don't need this hekesh. I can learn it from the regular derasha of what? From Mora. What's Mora? Mora is kibud avaim. Just a kibud avaim. Ishibo v'viftirahu. That's a mitzvah taseh shelo azman gerama v'nashim hayavot af kol. Ah, but you have two on the other side. You have Torah and Pijon HaBen. No, shtekim v'viftirahu. Emelamedim. So therefore, could be Meir, you're right, if this tefillin derasha is not necessary, because I can learn from the Mora, and the other two are considered en melamedim, and you're fine. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, Adama, Shnei Ketuvim, Ke'ehad, Melamedim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says no. Shnei Ketuvim, Ke'ehad, Melamedim. So if we have a question from Torah and Pijon HaBen, Utfilin, Mitzvot HaShem Shelo, Azman Gerama, and you can't learn the tefillin derasha, because he holds it's what? It's not Gerama, Ma'ika le'memar, oh, now you're really stuck. משום דאבה היא מצא שמחה והקהל. Oh, I got three items. I got מצא. מצא זה מצוות עשה שהזמן גרמה. I got שמחה. Put שמחה in the mix now. שמחה is going up to the רגל. Okay? The pilgrimage on the שלוש רגלים. שמחת אתה ובתך. והקהל. That's also מצוות עשה זמן גרמה. שלושה כתובים הבאים כאחד ושלושה כתובים הבאים כאחד אין מלמדים. Which means three is different. Which means he holds, first of all, not like we learned above. We learned above שמחה doesn't count. שמחה is not the lady's mitzvah. שמחה is the man's mitzvah to make the lady happy. Yeah, obviously he holds differently. He holds, no, שמחה is the lady's mitzvah to go up on a holiday to be with שמחה. That's, you have to say that. And therefore, according to this opinion over here, yeah. See, according to the, let's review the Buddha. Let's clarify. Let's crystallize the Buddha. How come it doesn't learn from the Tefillin Drasha? Which means, Ma Tefillin Nashim Peturot Af Kol. He said, oh, hold it. No, that's not a Mitzvah Taaseh. She has Mangirama. It's not a Mitzvah Taaseh Mangirama. It's a Mitzvah Taaseh Shlo has Mangirama. So you can't learn the source of Mitzvah Taaseh She has Mangirama Nashim Peturot from Tefillin. Good, so that Hekesh is off the table. Oh, and he also holds Shnei Ketuvim Kehad Melamedim. Also, if it's Melamedim, so you have a problem now because I have two Ketuvim Kehad. I have Torah and Torah and Tefillin, or Torah and Pejon, or Torah and Periyavirva, whatever he holds in these opinions over there that teaches them that even though it was Zot Aseh She Loaz Mangirama Venashim Peturot, that's the Melamedim, so I'll learn Melamedim he holds, if I'll say the whole Torah is like that. He says, no, because I have three, this is between two and three. He has three items. He has Matzah, Simcha, Hakel. Shilosha Ketuvim Abbeim Ke'ahad. Those are all cases of Mitzvat Aseh, Shazman, Gerama, V'Nashim, Hayavot. But that's the exception. Stop it. En Melamedim on three. And therefore, on all other cases of mitzvat aseh, shaziman girama, indeed, nashim will be peturot. Let's just go back one more line. When the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the question that she says is, Rabbi Yehuda, my ikal memar me'echa titi petura le mitzvat aseh shaziman girama. Where is he going to learn the peturot? You can't learn from the Hekesh of Tefillin, and you cannot learn it from the Matzah and Hakel situation, because the old snake v'im kehad melamedim, and it was just like the petura from the Eidish, it was just like the hayav. I'm sorry, Matzah and Hakel melamedim to everywhere else. Answer: it's not two items; it's three items. It's Matzah, Hakel, ve'simcha, and therefore, in that case over there, in melamedim, and that's the source of mitzvat aseh shazman gerama, that the ladies are peturot. Because you only have these three, and therefore these three are isolated, you cannot learn it from anywhere else. Comes the Gemara and continues. Oh, now we gotta go. V'chol mitzvat lot ta'aseh. How do you know ladies are obligated in mitzvat lot ta'aseh, negative commandments? Doesn't matter. Ben shazman gerama, ben she'en zman gerama, kol mitzvat lot ta'aseh. Doesn't matter, ladies. Ayavod, mina nemide, what is the source? This is talking about a person that made a sin. It's actually talking about somebody swore falsely. And what does it say if they swear falsely? They're going to get makot. They're going to get punished. Now, this means ish or isha. Now this is a law ta'aseh. So you see what? When it comes to law ta'aseh, the Torah equates men and women. Hishva ha-katuv isha le'ish lechol onshin sheba Torah. You only get an onish on a law ta'aseh. So therefore if the pasuk is coming to tell me ish or isha, we learn that when it comes to law ta'aseh, laves, ladies and men are equal and therefore they are hayavot. Now, new point. Period. That's how I know the hayav in mitzvah, let's say, lo ta'asiz. If a lady commits a lo ta'asiz, she gets a punishment. In this case, actually, she has to also bring a korban. If they made a, let's say, a shivu'ah that she swore falsely and things like that. Now, deber bili ezer tana amar kera, we have another pasuk, asher tasim lifnehim. Right? Ille mishpatim asher tasim lifnehim. You put it in front of the laws, in front of everybody, in front of men and ladies. What's the law? Hishva katuv ishal ish lechol dinim sheba Torah. When it comes to dinim, what is the first case is onshim. The second case is what? Dinim. What is dinim? Laws. Dinim mamon. Money. Monetary cases. Right?
Damages?
Yeah, damages. Some damages I have to pay. Regular monetary. She's in the parasha. I don't know why I would think she's not in the parasha. We'll have to see in the Gemara. But Hadush, the lady's involved in the monetary as well. Now, third derasha. Vehemit ish o isha. That's talking about an animal, an ox, that gored a man or a lady and killed them. So the law is you kill the animal and the owner of the animal has to pay what's called kofir. He has to pay a penalty to the inheritors of the one that got killed. This law applies בן איש, בן אישה. יש רק כתוב אישה יש לכל מיתות שבתורה. Not only by an ox. Let's say somebody kills a lady. He's going to die for that killing. I mean, they're equal. Just like if you kill a man, you die, death penalty. You kill a lady as well. So you have three different derashot of it. Number one derasha, ladies are hayavot in lo ta'aseh. And in the case of the pasuk, it was actually brought, if she commits this lo ta'aseh, which she swore falsely, whatever the case was, she has to bring a korban even, she has to get kaparan, things like that. Okay, good. She's hayavot in nafs. Second derasha, monetary cases. You damage her, she damaged somebody else, and the mishpatim and shetasim with name, they're equal. Ladies are equal. Third case over here, when it comes to death penalties. Either when somebody kills her or she kills somebody else, or let's say an ox kills her, the owner has to pay kofir to her family. Good? Three different items. The Gemara now says, Vitziricha. You need all three items. If you just told me the first case, what's the first case? First case is to tell me that what she's hayavot and lo ta'aseh, and if she committed a lo ta'aseh, she has to make a korban and things like that. I would say, Mishum kapara. Hasna hamana ala. So, okay, listen, because there it's telling her she can bring kapara. The Torah is being lenient on her. That what? She can atone. She can bring a kapara. Okay, so maybe the Torah will say in that case that ladies and men are equal because it's a leniency to say that what? She's in the parasha that she's able to get an atonement. However, aval dinim. But when it comes to monetary law. Imar ish devar masa umatan in. Maybe I'll tell you, a man, since he's involved in business, who goes to business? Men. They're involved in monetary cases. Aisha, no. That would say, maybe a lady, no. Yashmi'in anha, and if you told me the case of dinim, only monetary, I would say, mishum dehiyutahi. Because what? That's her life. What do you mean that's her life? Look at that sheet. Bottom that sheet. Hiyutahi. דאילתא בכלל דינים אין לה חיים הכל גוזלין אותה והיא גוזלת את החיים והכל בדינים ממנה exactly if you can tell that she's not in the parasha of dinim she has no life why? Everybody will steal from her hey, you don't have to pay back a lady she's not in the laws of the and she'll steal from everybody else because she doesn't have to pay back and nobody's going to want to be next to a lady because she's picking out that because she can steal from you and she's off the hook and you can steal from so therefore dinim you have to tell which means if it would have just told me dinim, I said, okay, dinim, okay, that's I understand why the Torah obligates her in dinim, in the laws of monetary, because otherwise she has no life. However, aval kofir, but when it comes to an animal that's gorza, I would say what? Maybe no, look at that, she's in the bottom. Aval kofir vehemit ish o isha. The mishtaika be kofir deshora mu'ad charekat adam. Ema ish debar mitzvot in. I'll say, maybe when an ox kills a man is hashuv, he has mitzvot. Therefore he has to pay. However, Isha no. That's what has to tell me the case of kofir. The I Ashmi'in Hanan, if it only told me the case of kofir, Mishum the Ika Ibud Neshama. That's okay, because the ox killed somebody. Then already the Torah gives you a compensation. Hasna Hamanana. Avalanakhtati, where it's not death, you just committed a lot to say, or it's a monetary case, Ema no, Siricha. So if you need three separate pesukim to teach me. The lady is involved in lo ta'aseh, like a man, she has to be korbanot and everything else, like we said, like a man, she's in the parasha, dini, monetary, and she's in the law of death penalties and kofir. And I cannot learn one from the other, each one has a separate hadith. If it only said one, I would not learn the other item. Now, the Gemara said, a lady is pitura mehila, a lady is hayevet in mitzvat aseh shelo hazman gerama. And not only that, in all lot ta'asis. All lot ta'asis doesn't matter, except for two. Except chutz mebal takif, ubal tashrit. Actually, ubal tamal metim. Three. What are they? Bal takif is pe'ot. She's allowed to cut the pe'ot. What's the law of pe'ot? You have the sideburns, right? So according to the Torah, you're not allowed to make, let's say, a haircut that equates, like the forehead, you make a line right across, and therefore, there's no hair. You have to have hair coming down from the sides. But if you forehead, which doesn't have any hair on it, then you meshveh da'av, the sideburns to the forehead, which means you cut, you know, in that line that's corresponding to the forehead, the cross, that's already in yan of cutting the pe'ot, no good. Does not apply to a lady. We don't know why yet, but it doesn't apply to a lady. But tashchit by the zakan, by the beard. you're not allowed to, let's say, razor the beard off. Doesn't apply to a lady. Well, I have to see why. And also, the law of Tum'ah. Tum'at metim. A Kohen is not allowed to be metameh to the metim. However, if it's a lady, she is a Kohen lady. Kohen lady, she's allowed to. Now let's go. Bishtama bat tama le metim. I understand why a Kohenet is not in the subject of what? Tum'ah, that means a Kohenet can go to a funeral. No problem. Kohenim lady. The lady's name is Mrs. Cohen. She can go into the funeral, no problem. Mr. Cohen cannot. So what's the inyan? Dichtiv. Emor la kohanim bene aharon. Bene aharon velo benot aharon. Very good. This is the law of tum'ah. Emor la kohanim bene aharon. Ve'amarta alehem lenefesh lo yitamah be'amav. They cannot become tamay. Bene aharon velo benot aharon. Good, we understand that. Ela bal takifu bat tashchid min alan. But how do you know that ladies are not in the parasha of peot and zakan? Forgive us, it's dichtiv. Lo takifu pe'at roshechem ve lo tashchit et pe'at zekanecha. So the Torah puts both these laws together. The law of pe'ah and the laws of hashchata. Hashchata is destroying the beard. So the Gemara says, kol sheyeshno be'hashchata, yeshno be'hakafa. Anybody that's in the parasha of the beard is in the parasha of the pe'ot. And these ladies, they're not in the beard story, so therefore they're not in the pe'ah story. How do you know they're not in the beard story? How do you know? Doesn't take this for granted. How do you know that ladies are not obligated in hashab tatzachin? I'll give a simple sevara. Stam ladies do not have beards.
These are my customers.
So therefore, you could say it's mutar, which means the Torah only was or said people that normally have a beard. Now it's possible a lady can have some hair on her chin, but stam ladies do not. And therefore, it's not going to apply. Kera. Well, I could say no, it's a pasuk. De'amar kera lo takifu pe'at roshechem. That's plural. Ve'lo tashchit et pe'at zekanecha. Singular. Medeshani kara bedebure. From the fact that when it got to the beard, it said zekanecha lashon yachid. The imken nichtov rahmana peat zekanchem. Let it say it in the plurality like roshchem. Oh, my zekanecha, zekanecha, velo zekan eshtecha. Your beard, not your wife's beard, and therefore the peturot. So whoever's petura from the beard is petura from the peah. That's how you know it. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Velo? Well, ladies are not obligated in the beard, not the trait of the zekan. They're not in the parasha. Why? Where does it say? Zekan isha. A lady has a beard. Ve'asaris. Right? The saris is a fellow that did not, develop. Right? A man. She'elu se'ar. But they have some hair on their face, even though it's not the derech. Normally a saris, he doesn't have manly features. Right? He doesn't usually grow a beard. He grew a beard, just like a lady doesn't grow a beard. But she did. So these two items, this lady has saris and a lady. Harin kezakan lechol divrehem. Oh, what does that mean? Their beards are considered halachically beards for all the laws. What's the laws that apply to a beard? My love, lashchata. Oh, it must be the laws of the cutting the beard off. So you see what ladies are in the parasha. So how could you tell me they're not in the parasha of Ashkata? Have a biferush, brighta, right? Amar Abaye, Lashkata lo matzit amart. You can't say when it said that it's a beard lechol devarav is referring to the law of Hashkata. Why? The alif peat peat mebene aharon. That you know, the Torah talks about this law of cutting peot and beards twice. It talks by regular Israelim, and is a special Isur by Kohanim as well. Where the Torah talks to Bnei Aharon and says, they're not allowed to cut their peot, and they're not allowed to cut their beards. So the Gemara says, we have a Gezerah Shiva, peat, peat, Bnei Aharon. Ma lehalan nashim peturot, afkam nashim peturot. Which is just like by Aharon. Clear, we know, how do we know ladies are peturot? Because it's Bnei Aharon. Right. And we're assuming at this point that that Bnei Aharon is going on all the laws, not only Tum'ah, but it's going on the laws of Peot, Hashatat Zakan. So just like by Aharon, it says Bene Aharon velo Benot Aharon, and what peah and the beard. So do I learn from there that? And after Gizr Hashavah, it says by Kohanim peah, and it says by regular people peah. So I'll say, just like over here, men yes, ladies no. So to over here, men yes, ladies no. So therefore, for sure, they're not in the parasha of Hashchata. Because I know Avi Gezer HaShiva from the Kohanim. Okay? Now, that if you're going to hold, that when it says Bnei Aharon in the Pasuk, it's going on all the Anyanim, not only Tum'ah, Bnei Aharon v'lo Bnei Aharon, it's even going on the laws of Peot and all that, Nishtok Kramine, which means I would not have to make a Gezer HaShava. You're telling me by Aharon HaKohen it says Bnei Aharon to teach me what? Bnei velo Benot. Not to the laws of Tum'ah, not to the laws of Pe'ah. Beautiful. And once you tell me that, I have a Gezer HaShava from the Pe'ah of the Kohanim to the Pe'ah of regular people, just like here no ladies, here no ladies. Kibbutz, no. If that was true, I wouldn't even have to make a Gezer HaShava. I could learn that regular ladies are peturot from a Kal Vachomer. And I would say like this, Veniti petiti bekal vachomer, ve'ana aminu uma kohanim, shiriba ba'em ha'katuv mitzvot yeterot, b'nei Aharon v'lo b'not Aharon, Yisrael, lo kol sheken. I would say, if Kohanim that have extra laws, we're Mahmir usually on Kohanim. Kohanim has more laws than a regular citizen. Right? And still what? You're telling me that the laws of Tum'ah and the laws of Pe'ah only apply to the men and don't apply to the ladies. So a regular Yisrael that doesn't have so many laws, certainly the ladies are going to be exempt. Which means I would not need Pe'ah, Pe'ah. If you're learning from Kohanim, I could learn it just from a Kal Vachomer. What do I need a Gezer HaShava? Understand the question? So the Gemara says, no, you need a Gezer HaShava. Ilav Gezer HaShava. Hava Amina. I would have said, Hifsik Ha'inyan. Which means like this. It says in the Pasuk, Bnei Aharon, Daber el Emor el HaKohanim Bnei Aharon v'amarta alehem, Lenefesh lo yitama be'amav. Right next to Bnei Aharon, it talks about Tum'ah. So I would have thought that the Bnei Aharon is only going on the Tum'ah lo. It's not going on the next Pasuk that's talking about Pe'ah. I would have thought that Tumah is Hifsika Anyan, and therefore I would have said that maybe Pe'ah is not included in this item over here. Right? Good. And therefore I would have thought that what? I would have thought that that maybe Bnei Aharon velo Benot Aharon is only Anyan in the Lo Yitama. So that's why I have the Gezerah Shava to come and tell me no, that it applies, this Bnei Aharon v'lo Benot Aharon applies to even the ladies as well. Oh, and just like the ladies of the Kohanim are Peturot, so too the ladies of everybody else are going to be Peturot. Good. So Gemara says, good. Hashtana mine mefsik anyan. I'll tell you another. Maybe in Echrameh. Maybe really the law of Bnei Aharon is only going on Tum'ah, and the Gezerah Shava of Pe'ah, Pe'ah, I need for something else. For what? V'mishum Gezerah Shava mebe'ayle l'kedetanya lo yigalechu. It says in the Pasuk, you're not allowed to, let's say, shave. Yigaleya, right? That's why the Kohanim. It says, Uf'ad zekanam lo yigalechu. Yachol gilecho b'misparayim yehayav. Oh, don't take off your beard, even with the scissors? It says, no. Talmud Lomar, it says by Yisraelim, catch this, we're going to jump back from Kohanim to Yisraelim. It says by Yisraelim, lo tashchit. Now what is tashchit, mashma? That you're only hayav if you're doing it in a destructive manner where you're cutting the beard from the source, from the root. Okay, now when you cut with a scissors, it doesn't get the root. It's not considered hashchata. So again, by Kohanim it says yigalechu. Yigalechu is mashma, any type of shaving, even with a scissors. Can't be. Because I know by the Yisraelim, when it talks about the beard, it uses the word hashchata. That has to be dafka when you're going to the root.
Oh, so Yacho, maybe I'll say Liketo. If you cut your beard, Bimilaketo Berahitani. Those are like a plane, a certain type of like a cutting device over there. Yehayav, because they go to the roots. Tamud Omar, it says by the Kohanim, lo yigalehu, which is mashma even if it doesn't go to the root. So therefore, no, sorry, when it says yigalehu, it's mashma in the normal way of giluach. Normally a guy doesn't shave with a plane. You don't shave with a tweezers, exactly. So now we have to square off. Yigalehu's mashma, it's got to be an item that's normally used. Hashchata's mashma, it's got to be from the root. So how do we square? What's it coming to include? So it says, Haketzad, giluach sheyesh bashchata. Give me a case of a normal shaving that has hashchata. Have omer zeta'ar. That is mitar. And that's what I need to get Zerah Shava. I need to get Zerah Shava pe'ah to tell me, just like by the Kohanim, it's got to be a type of item that's the normal derech, because it says the word yigalehu by them. So to my regular guy, the gadash chatana with tumah, it's got to be the normal derech. So the pe'ah is teaching me something else. So how do I know, again, back to the question, that the ladies are not in the perasha, the gezash was used? Imkein, nechtov kera, the pasuk should have said, et shebezekanecha. It didn't have to say the word, pe'at zekanecha. Which means, already the pasuk says, lo takifu pe'at roshechem. It should have said then, velo tashchit et shebezekanecha. The pasuk did not have to repeat, velo tashchit et pe'at. I know what about pe'ot. There's pe'at hanosh, and there's pe'at hazakan. The pasuk just could have said, lo tashchit et, lo takifu pe'at roshecha, velo tashchit et shebezekanecha. Right? And I would know it's talking about the pe'ot of the zakan. Correct? My pe'at zekanecha. What did I have to come along and say the word pe'at? Shma mina tarte. It's coming to teach me two things. It's coming to teach me, number one, the derasha of pe'at pe'at by Yisrael to Kohanim. That just by Kohanim, the ladies are peturot. So too, the men are peturot. The ladies are peturot by regular. And it's coming to teach me the derasha of that there's a connection between the way you do it by Kohanim and the way you do it by Yisrael. Just like by the Kohanim, it's got to be derech giluah, derech, the regular way. And by Yisrael, it says hashchata. So it's going to teach you how it's got to be a normal way of hashchata, which teaches me a tar, a razor. Okay, good. Bottom line, what comes out of this? What comes out of this is, ladies are not in the parasha of the beard. So now we have a problem with the braita. Because you gave me a braita that said if a lady has a beard, it's considered a beard. Give me another halakha outside of shaving it, because it cannot be shaving. Because maybe she's allowed to with a razor. So what's the law then? What did the braita mean when it says if the lady has a beard, that is halakhot? Which halakha applies to a beard? The only halakha we thought applies to a beard is shaving. Why don't you tell me she's not in the parasha, so what else can be included? So Gemara says, "Ve'elah haditanya zekani shavas lishelu se'al hadehi kezakan lechot devrehem lemai hilcheta." What is it coming to teach me? Amar bazutra letumat negaim. New item. There's special laws if a person gets a nega on their beard. Normally, negaim, if a person gets it on another part of the body, so there's a law if there's a white hair in the nega that makes it tameh and so on and so forth. But on the beard, it's not white, it's a different color. So therefore, the law is that if a person gets a nega on a beard, lady or man, tumat negaim are the same. So the Gemara says, tumat negaim behejaketi. I don't need a bright to tell me that tumat negaim applied to a lady's beard. It's just ve'ish o isha. Ki ye bo nega berosho bezakan. A lady has a zakan and has a nega, she has tumah. So no, it's telling me how they become teorah, which means when the sarat goes away, just like a man has to bring birds and a korban, so too when a lady has a nega sarat and a beard, she has to bring birds when she gets teorah. That's the hadush. Gemara's, what do you mean? Tarat negaim nami pshita. Kevan de bat tumahi, bat tarai. That's also pashut. If she gets tameh by tumah negaim on a zakan, why shouldn't she bring a korban? That's also pashut, yeah? It's terich. I would think like this. Salka datach amina litzdadim ketiv. Really, I'll tell you the pasuk, the braita is coming to teach me that there's tum'at, tzara'at by a lady's beard. Ah, I told you to beferush pasuk. No, I would have read the pasuk letzadim, and I would have said like this: Ish o isha ki yebonega berosh o bezakan, right? Rosh o zakan. Hadar atan leish, and I would have said that what? That the case of rosh o zakan is only applying to the men. Look at Rashi the way we learn the pasuk. It's tarikh. Look at the Rashi, it's tarikh, and we're done. Look at Rashi, it's tarikh. It's all the way at the bottom. See, it's tarikh. I need to teach you this tumat by ladies' beard. Why? Lazvot simanen nitke zekan isha le simanen zekan ish. Udamar peheja ketiv. But you said it's explicit? Amira listadim ketiv. The isha hakatub bekra. That what it says, isha and the pasuk, lo kai ela and nitke harosh. I would have said maybe when it says ish or isha, isha is on the rosh. The ozakan dichtiv besefa atan leish velo leisha. I would have split up the pasuk. You're right. There's laws of sarat ben beish ben beisha. I would tell you by the ish, it's ben berosh ben bezakan. By the isha, maybe it's only the rosh. That's why the braita comes to tell me, no, you read that pasuk wrong. Read the pasuk kamash v'adam. Ben be'ish, ben be'isha, ben be'roz, ben be'zakan. The laws of Tumat Negaim apply. So therefore, maskanat Gemara, peot by a lady, no. Ashatat zakan by a lady, no, doesn't apply. We thought maybe, and how do you know ashatat? No, so we said whoever is not in Baltakif is not in ashatat. Correct? Oh, we had a bright that it was masked by the R in the Pirasha. Because it says, a lady has a beard, it's considered a beard, the Chol Devarav. We said, Chol Devarav must be the Inyan Hashchata. Can't be, because we know already, we have a Gezerah Shavah from Kohanim, just like the Kohanim, Benot Aaron, no. So to Bnei Yisrael also, and the Benot, no, they don't apply. Oh, so what does it mean, Chol Devarav? Inyan Sara'at. Oh, the Inyan Sara'at Beferush. No, you would have thought that maybe Sara'at in the Pasuk Ish or Isha is only by the head. Kamashwalan in the Pasuk, it says Ish or Isha is referring to the Zakan as well. Baruch Anu Alei Olam, Amen, Amen.